Mike's... I'm super happy that the next time I'm hanging out with Danny and I have to Google something and she looks over my shoulder, possum penis is going to be the last thing that shows up. And I'm really glad. I'm really...
Pixel? Again. It's
Pixel 2. I'm really...
Did you have a drum there?
Freaking again. Like, my body is gross.
You're saying it's because we talked about possum penises so often.
That's...
I've never seen somebody podcast so well.
He's a professional. All right, give us some, the stance.
Give us some hot silence. To be able to
get the buzz out
and also get in the zone.
Okay, so that's how I sync the audio. No, the thanks, guys. You guys are the inaugural winners of the first Life's What You Rate It contest, where you get to be on the show, and you earned that because you bought a T-shirt, and you earned that because you're related to someone who bought a T-shirt.
I also donated to the show.
Earned that because you're my brother.
Nah, yeah.
So welcome to the show.
Thank you.
My name is Michael.
I'm Mark.
From the left.
I'm John.
And he's...
Blake.
And this is Life's What You Rate It. This is the show where we rate things. I'm not sure... I probably should have asked if you guys came with things, but you can just...
Yeah, I got something.
Cool. We can just generally describe... So, we rate things from a scale from 1 to 10 on if it's good or not, and then the world is better because they know...
What's good or not.
What's good or not. And so...
Or how good something is.
The thing is, mm-hmm. when you talk about, like... We let out the secret. Last time we tried to video the show, and we didn't tell anybody in the audio that we were videoing it because we weren't sure if it was going to work. Now we are, so hopefully the video works. But also at the same time, I was going to...
You Facebook moms ate it up like catnip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got way more views than we ever got listens. And... I forgot. I was going to go with the thing about studio lights. They talk about how hot they are. It's very hot down here. There's mm-hmm. four of us in one room, which is different. And also there's lights.
Four lights.
All of the lights. There are four lights?
Yeah.
Four.
And so, yeah, this is going to be a weird episode because we have guests. And also it's probably just going to get a little bit more...
Dang it. That's bad podcasting.
Or nerdy. All of you guys have your cell phones off.
I just turned mine off.
I think mine's off.
Yeah. Mine's being used as a camera, so I have no choice.
Oh, wait. Mine was actually on as loud as it could be. It's weird, because I'm the one that does a weekly podcast.
Nice.
What should you do? So there's a thing in improv comedy. It's called yes and.
Okay.
It's like when I say something, you have to go along with it. Like
Let me pitch this to you.
Mm. Yeah. What?
Let me pitch this to you.
Yeah, there you go. So, like at the beginning when I did the bit where you're not on the show.
Bit.
Yeah, that's how we do it. And it gets in weird places sometimes, but that's how we do. So, let's start off just from Mark's side of the table. Did you bring anything specific that we were going to rate tonight? And is this going to be the night that someone comes up with the same thing to rate?
I think that it might be.
What'd you pick?
So, there's a video game.
Okay.
That some of you guys might have heard of.
Well, we don't play video games because we're not nerds like you.
Yeah.
Well, you're assuming I'm a nerd. You don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah, I don't know you. Sorry. Yes, and.
Hey,
yes,
Michael,
and.
There's this thing called Yes and.
Yes and. Okay. Okay, here we go. Yes.
There's a video game called Rock Band.
Okay.
Mm.
And let me explain this game to you.
Wait, is that the one with the Italian that drives a go-kart?
Yes. Yes, and he moonlights as a plumber.
Got it. Okay, yeah, that one.
But it's
what's his primary job though?
I think not protecting
being
princesses.
Being a rock band.
Yes, being a rock band. So let me explain how this game works.
Got it.
Four friends live out a power band fantasy.
I think it's the camera.
Yes, and. I'll go if that was... Just pretend that's true. Okay.
Four guys live out a fantasy where they are in a real-life band and they have these plaxus... Hold on.
Plastic?
Yeah. Plastic instruments. Mm-hmm. And they jump around and then occasionally get yelled at from their parents who are visiting upstairs for being too loud.
Wait, which parts are the game and which parts are the real life? I'm getting confused here.
All of it's the game, but also it's very fun in real life. Also, it's essentially VR.
I mean, I'm okay with anything that lets you pretend to be a rock star. I mean, the truth is that, you know...
You just want to be a rock star.
We all just want to be big rock stars. the Nickelback
Whoa.
Song.
Whoa! Salt Drink Rock Stars! Whoa!
Hey, John, your turn to do a rock star song.
Just
make one up.
We'll 9 in the afternoon. Your eyes are the size of
my the anus. Moon.
No, but the truth is that we actually are...
Those were all real songs, John.
We are actually all members of a rock band.
What is it called?
Multiple.
Dingin.
Yeah. Dingin is
and
a rock band.
And then the three of us, excluding that one, Michael, for the audio listeners, are in a band called Science.
Science?
Uh-huh.
We have two albums.
That's true.
I think one of them is called Uranus.
The other one was also called Uranus.
We're really into the video game rock band because it lets us live out the fantasies that we have that we're in real bands.
Yeah.
Which occasionally means that we jump off of tables and stuff.
What is the point of playing rock band and pretending that you're in a rock band if you don't actually act like you're in a rock band? Like,
it's weird because
shirts are not taken off and tattoos are not put
applied.
On. Injected.
That's the only reason. Yeah. That's the only reason I got a tattoo was
then
for
the
our rock band. Rock band.
It says you have a tattoo that says "Dingin" right across your tramp stamp.
It's weird to say I have a tramp stamp, but I also technically have a second tramp stamp that says "Dingin" over the first one.
On top
one.
Of it.
Yeah.
On the other side, though.
But the thing is,
it's a tramp stamp on the front.
There really is no negative to the video game rock band. Mm-hmm. Rock band brings people together. It lets you fulfill your fantasies of a rock. That sounds weird to say. It lets you pretend to be a rock star and pretend to be on stage. I mean, you can even get, if you play with a big enough group, you can even get the like feeling that you're in a crowd because you'll have people behind you clapping
mm-hmm.
or
the
booing.
Crowd is in front of you.
Weird because the crowd is behind you when you play rock band.
So it's like if you're in a really self-conscious band that has trouble with like stage fright,
or
so you only play backwards.
You're just sound checking, and the people behind the stage are cheering for you because you get that freaking hype.
The kid that's checking, that's running your monitor makes it.
That's not how sound checks go for bands. They don't just get that into it.
I mean,
no, generally not.
I've seen a couple on YouTube where they like a band, like a Blink-182 will play a song that's not in their set list. And people that are just around, or people that are like behind the stage, get hyped because it's a song they don't normally play. Like that's cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, so are we gonna rate Rock Band? How do we do this? We have to agree on a thing, but there's four of us, and if the American politics have ever proven anything, is that four people cannot agree on one thing.
No.
Well, hold
we
on.
Could just
hold,
take an,
we
like
can
a,
rate different aspects.
Average.
Like let's rate. Let's no, that's trash. Let's rate the aspect of the band. What do we rate the band Dingin?
What do we rate the band Dingin?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the
great... I feel like we need to explain more what Dingin is. We didn't really explain anything about Dingin.
Dingin is the four
is
of
our
us.
Rock band.
That's all we said.
We do covers of popular songs.
All songs.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as they're on Rock Band.
One, two, or Lego.
Well, we only... also bought Guitar Hero. Because it was like 50 cents.
Guitar Hero doesn't work though.
But yeah, it doesn't work. So
we
can't
got a scratch copy of Guitar Hero.
It was like 50 cents though, so.
Mm-hmm. But like I said, we are the most passionate band. We may not be the most talented band, but we are the most passionate band that's ever lived.
We're at least up there.
I mean, who would you put against us?
For passion?
Yes.
For passion.
I don't
for
know.
Non-blondes?
Four non-blondes, probably. They're maybe. It's a toss up.
Yeah. Like yeah, like they get into it.
Yeah.
I peaked it hard. I'm sorry.
We took down.
Sorry,
our
audio listeners. We did take down a building.
We did.
It's a Lego Rock Band. When you play the songs, you destroy.
We destroy buildings.
You vandalize things like a real band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I don't know anything about Science, but they suck. Because I don't know who their
the
lead singer
sucks.
Is.
The music sucks.
I have no idea who their lead singer is.
We don't have a lead singer.
No, we do
he's
that.
He's a no-name.
We do that thing that Paramore does with a drummer, only we do it with a singer.
The lead singer. Nobody knows who the lead singer is. He doesn't write the songs. He just kind of shows up. In fact, you switch him out at random.
Yeah.
He's kind of like our sideman.
Yeah, well, it's weird. We were the people in Panic at the Disco before Brendan turned out to be a total D-bag.
Yeah. I think that was actually part of... Wasn't that, like... Part of what we were saying? No, never mind. No, because that was part of
the Pathfinder campaign.
Yeah, that's right.
What band sold out?
We're not. We don't know each other. What?
One of the bands sold out.
Science did.
Science. Oh yes, Science sold out.
Science sold out so hard.
Literally, first chance we got, we sold out.
Oh, bang. We also have like a kind of trans drummer. We
don't really know. Dingin has a trans drummer.
Yeah.
Oh no,
octopus.
No, you.
Dingin has a. Yes, you're the androgynous drummer.
I thought it was in Science.
I think it's Dingin.
It's definitely Dingin.
Because Michael knows it.
Because I do know it, and I don't know anything about Science because it was the one you did when I was at work.
Got it. All I remember is we got to... There was like an Elton John song or something.
Am I the one that sold out? Because you guys started a separate band just because I
had
a real job.
No, we definitely sold out.
I had a real job, so you guys were like, screw that guy.
That yeah, when we weren't sharing the gospel with little kids, we were playing Lego Rock Band essentially the whole summer.
Yeah.
We did those two things. But what do we rate the band Dingin?
Well, 10 out of 10.
I give it, like, a good like,
we're the greatest,
purple star.
We're the greatest band that's ever lived.
Mm-hmm.
The most passionate band that's ever lived.
And we are transcendent.
Definitely one of the most well-known.
I'm transcendent as heck.
Mm-hmm.
Transcendent would rock out to our music.
That's Science. Yeah.
Now, what about Science? Because they did sell out, and I'm not in the band.
Yeah.
However.
Is that a pro?
However.
We rocked... So many buildings down.
And screw Brendan Urin.
Amen.
So.
You remember the movie Band Slam where there's a band and the guys break out of the band like this scenario you're describing? So they name the band
their own name
as the original band?
Yeah.
Glory Dogs?
So
yeah.
It's like.
Yeah, so we're Panic at the Disco without the exclamation point.
Panic at the Disco? Question mark?
It's actually a semicolon.
Yeah, there's more to come.
There's more.
It's a veiled threat, but also a promise.
I don't know what that means. Oh, man. I'm not going to rate that band very high, because I'm not in it. That's a firm stance.
But Brendan Urin's also not in it.
I feel like we didn't get a definitive rating on Dingin.
It was 10.
Was it 10?
I think it was a 10.
It was okay. A 10.
3 out of 4 of us agreed.
I said it was a purple star.
Oh, okay. What about the other one, though? The Science? It seems like a strong 8 out of 10. Because Brendan Urin's not in the band.
Which makes, is a big plus for any band.
Yes. Yeah. Also, you sold out, though. Like, you're, like, worse than Good Charlotte. Because it seems like you sold out faster than they did.
Can I say something, though?
That was kind of the goal,
worse
though.
Than Good Charlotte, sure. Better than Green Day, we like, don't have our own Angry Birds.
So,
Well, it's in the works.
Does it count if, like, our entire goal was to sell out as quickly as possible?
No, yeah. That just makes you a pop artist, I guess.
Yeah, so we're just
good
pop
at that.
Artists.
What did you do to sell out? I'm missing that part.
We always took the money over anything else.
Yeah.
We got lots of money.
No matter
if
what they
was
wanted
like,
us to do.
Make this decision to appease your fans, or you can get some studs.
Don't take
We would
money.
Always take the studs.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Studs are money in like a rock band for the uninitiated.
I'm very happy that you guys remember that off your dome pieces.
That studs are in Lego?
Yeah.
I went to a Lego convention like 2 weeks ago.
Nerd. Got him.
Needless to say, we are going to be playing some Rock Band in short order. John, did you bring anything to the table?
Yes. So
proverbially, there's no table.
There is a...
There's one over there.
A rise in pop culture recently, and that is adding lime to spicy food. Now, you've...
This is an old thing, man.
No. It's coming
back. You were
talking
about this last year.
Oh,
yeah.
Did it die since last year and then come back?
No. It's
in the year of the internet culture. One day is
essentially a decade.
I watch PewDiePie, and he like kills memes every single day.
It's not a meme though. It's food.
But like
food can be memes. Have you seen Twinkies?
Huh?
Food never dies.
Food dies.
Have you seen Twinkies? They never die.
I think it's amazing.
John just shouldered the mic.
I'm sorry.
No, but okay, so adding lime to spicy food.
Yeah. How does it make it better?
No, because I don't like the flavor of lime. And I tried those Takis that you had, and they are fine.
So,
but the part about them that I don't like is the lime flavor.
What is your opinions on the lime Skittles?
What? Like
the lime. So Skittles changed their green Skittle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. From did they change it from green apple to lime or lime to green apple?
Let me tell you a secret about Skittles. I eat them in Handfuls. I don't eat them by singles, so I don't know what any of them taste like.
Didn't they make hot Skittles?
Yeah. Yeah, we reviewed them.
They rated those, yeah.
I don't know what we gave them.
Like a 7, I think.
Yeah, they were weird. I don't know how to feel about them. I've been eating them before bed and getting heartburn and acid reflux.
So you like spicy food?
I do love spicy food. Yeah.
I'm white, so I can't stand spicy food. It's not that I don't like it, it's just that I can't eat it.
Yeah, I eat it with glasses.
It's weird. There's a strange force field that jumps out of Blake's throat that slaps the spicy food out of his hands, out of those digits.
It's far from that. It's just the force field comes out of my eyes in the form of water.
His eyes and just cry
so hard. You cry so hard you can't eat spicy food. You're just like...
It just soaks the food in tears.
Oh, gross. And you do not want to eat soggy food.
And then
food.
It's nah. Was it you it's soggy, kind of salty,
wet food. Never want to eat food that's described as wet or soggy.
If wet is one of the descriptors, that's not... You did a bad job for your food.
Like a smoothie?
I wouldn't describe it. They're not wet.
Smoothies are food.
Wait, that's
are smoothies
food or drink?
They're drink.
I consider them drink.
What about soup?
See, I don't eat the broth.
Soup a drink.
I don't
because
eat the broth.
I don't like soup because it's basically a drink and not food.
But here's the thing: if you drain the broth out,
I would rate soup.
What about like a chowder or like a cream stew?
You're the person that gets clam chowder, right?
Clam chowder is like one of my favorite foods.
I love clam chowder. But you also don't say that it's... You'd be like, how would you describe clam chowder? You'd be like, it's wet. That's not what you do. You'd be like...
You know, it's pretty moist.
This clam chowder is so stinking wet. I love it. This clam chowder is just wet.
Well, that just goes back to the debate
that, like,
this clam chowder
is water
total
wet.
Butt. Did you taste it? It's super dry. Did you get this dry butt
chowder? But, like, you can have... dry clam chowder, and it's real bad. I've tried it once.
What does that mean?
How does it dry?
Like, the potatoes are, like, not hydrated well. So, like, or, like...
You got those dehydrated potatoes?
Not even undercooked, because, like, potatoes undercooked are still crunchy. Wet.
You gotta get
like,
those potatoes drinking like, those Gatorades, get that electrolytes up, so that when you turn them into clam chowder, they're super hydrated
You inject your potatoes with Gatorade so that they're wet.
And then you make clam chowder out of them. No, but, like, if you,
I
like,
watch a lot of Food Network, I know how it works.
If you leave a bowl of clam chowder out, like, all the potatoes get dry.
This is Gordon Ramsay approved.
And then, like, it's just not good.
Gordon Ramsay's trash. He's not on Food Network.
He's on YouTube.
I
see him
on
YouTube.
On YouTube.
I don't watch YouTube. Only PewDiePie. So, where were we going with this?
Of lime and spicy foods, I think.
Oh, yes. Lime and spicy foods.
Specifically chips.
I'm...
That's where you see
it
the most.
I would take... What's the opposite of pro when you're debating? When you're debating.
Anti.
It's not anti, is it?
Like devil's advocate?
It depends.
Well,
against?
You just take... Are they called the pro and against? Somebody that takes debates...
An advocate and a defendant? No,
is
that would be the same
what's
thing.
Everyone's...
Michael's gonna try to dunk on spicy food with lime, and
the
rest of us...
Are you all pro?
No.
No, I think it sounds
well,
kind of
I don't
trash.
Really like spicy... I feel like I'm
on spicy or lime?
I don't... I like lime-flavored things, alright, but I don't like spicy things, so I don't like the flavor already, so I feel like I shouldn't
well,
be in
okay.
this debate.
See, spicy chips, himself. They have a flavor and a spice. They're different.
Yeah.
I don't like the spice. I love the flavor, but I don't think you can get that without the spice.
I mean,
my head just got kind of itchy.
Like, when I eat spicy chicken sandwiches at Chick-fil-A, I realize that they taste the way they do because they're made with pickles, but I don't like the pickles. Like, and I don't ask for my sandwich without pickles. I just take them off because I want the pickle juice in it, even if I don't want to eat the pickles. I know what you're saying. I can definitely relate to the sentiment.
Every time I talk to John, my brain itches.
But I don't like the flavor of lime.
Me neither. I wouldn't want a lime by itself or a lime water.
What?
That sounds nasty.
You know. Lime
you
is
like lime?
Lime is really good. I'm pro lime.
Why would you want a lime if you could have a lemon?
Because it's a different flavor.
It's
like
not true. Not true, fake. Limes and lemons are the same thing, except for one's
sour.
Green.
It's like...
It's more sour.
Well, lemons are so much better than limes.
They're more bitter.
We can all agree on lemons being better than limes.
Yeah.
Right? Lemons are more versatile than limes. You could put lemon on a lot more things than limes.
You can but also like, put more
if you
lemon.
Just put lemon on, like, a fish taco or something like that, it's not as good.
But you can put more lemon on something. If you put just a little bit too much lime, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, dang, what is wrong with this? It's limey. It's wet.
But that's like...
Remember in Drake and Josh when Josh made the very good limeade? And that was just a joke?
No.
What?
There's a running gag that Josh
Wait, do you guys have habits out here?
No.
Have okay. what?
Like the habit.
The clothing it's a... type?
What? Oh, the burger joint.
No, it's a burger place.
No, we don't.
No, the clothing type where you wear burgers. No, it's a new Gen Z thing.
Where you wear habits. They're the robe things from the Redwall series. Or just like...
Abbots?
Anyways,
Roman Catholics.
So,
Abbots.
So, at the habit, it's first off, H. they have like one of the best burgers ever.
I was a homeschooler who read things
and
never heard
them. Like, I think they get...
They're pretty good, I've had them.
They made me like realize what I really like in burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is like
and is meat.
No. Well, yes, it is meat.
No, he doesn't. He wants it without the
but
meat.
But it's the temperature contrasts. So you have like an insanely hot piece of meat. You melt the cheese on it. All of the vegetables are cold, and the pickles are really cold. So that when you take a bite, it's like hot, and then the pickles' job kind of just like cools your mouth and adds like a little bit of flavor. It's really good. Anyways, but they have,
Hot and cold Katy Perry.
They have,
instead of singing the song, I'm just gonna say
You're just gonna say the names. Yeah. No, at Total The Habit, PK. They have, the thing.
For the podcast listeners, he is making a gun finger and aiming it at the
They
TV.
Don't have guns. No, strawberry limeade.
Not have guts.
It's a strawberry limeade drink. That's like the best thing. It's
like
really
the protein water.
It's like that's strawberry. Is it a limeade or a lemonade?
It's a limeade.
But here's the thing. I think arguably it'd be 100% better.
But it's not.
If it was lemonade strawberry.
No, it's not.
I think it would be though.
It's
but
a different
I think
flavor.
If they made the
Are
same
we
thing.
Have our first inconclusive thing here. Because John
Wait,
is only pro.
Are you saying we should put lime in spicy, or lemon in spicy food? Instead
yeah,
of
so
lime?
if you found a bag
I've never
of
had
spicy lime Cheetos. Sorry, spicy lemon Cheetos.
I think I'd eat that. Yeah.
Over, over a spicy lemon? Lime?
Yeah, because I know that I don't like lime.
I don't know what that tastes like.
I already know that lime's butt, but I don't know if a lemony spicy Cheeto is butt. I would try that.
That's not... No, you can't base your conclusion off that. That's
Why hasn't
that
been
that
made yet?
Lemony Cheetos?
Yeah.
Because it probably doesn't taste good.
They've probably tried it, yeah.
Limes are a more subtle flavor.
Hey,
and yeah, they have to be.
Hold on, I've got a pun coming here.
So
but I need you guys to tell me workshop it. So you guys are talking about lime and we're talking about lemons and we're saying lemony a lot. How do we somehow incorporate like snack into a joke? Well, sometimes we do this bit on the show, I don't know if you've heard it, where I come up with like half of a pun mm-hmm. and then we have to try to force it in to where it's really funny. We're like I can't think of an example, but basically I'm trying to say lemony snackets, like the lemony snickets. Is that good?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get there from lemony and limey?
Are we you know who always liked lemons?
Who?
Colonel Wolf.
I don't know, man. I'm not feeling this direction.
I feel like that's
hey, you know who
that's
always
too forward.
You know who always liked lemons? That's,
Who?
Violet.
Violet who?
From Lemony Snickets.
You messed it up.
No. It's gonna be more like.
Isn't her name Violet?
Yeah, her name is Violet Baudelaire. No, it's gonna be more like hold on. Hey, do you know who wrote the series of unfortunate events
about snack foods?
About snack foods, and then you'd be like, "Who?
Oh, who did it?
Lemony Snackets."
We need a laugh track.
we do need a laugh track. That would make us so much more legit.
Yeah, do it in post.
Just like all of my favorite TV shows.
I think we can rate Lime a 5. Take it or leave
lime,
it.
Lime as a whole, or like lime as like...
Lime for spicy, spicy food.
Lime is... Okay, I'm stepping out of this one.
I can agree to a 5, though I would go lower, but I don't want to hurt my good friend, John.
That you just met today.
You can't take it, can you? What were you going to give it outside of us?
Well, okay. I think there has to be a baseline for spicy food.
What?
Oh, I'm going to give spicy food a high rating, though, and you guys wouldn't.
I would give it high rating.
So what you're trying to say is you don't like spicy food, but you don't like spicy food, but you're saying the lime increases your like of the spicy food because you don't think that the lime without the spicy food would be as good.
The lime makes it better. Makes it more worth it.
You put the lime in the coconut, you drink them both up, it tastes better.
Yeah.
It's a coconut with spicy.
Wait, do you mean like a lemon to a lime or a lime to a lemon?
I don't know that one.
I think it's tricky.
What? Really?
That's not a line in that.
This definitely... It might be a Run DMC song, though. I don't know. I wasn't alive then. Are we going to have to stick to a 5? What were you going to give it? Because you wanted to give spicy food a low rating, right?
I like spicy food, but for the flavor...
Oh, it's Sleep Till Brooklyn, my bad. Milk.
So spicy food would probably be like a 7.
Okay. None of the rest of you like spicy food, right?
I like spicy foods.
You don't.
I can't.
I do.
Well, Blake can't.
It's getting really complicated.
It was really good, but it was super spicy, and I cried the whole way through and ate the whole thing.
It wasn't that spicy. Blake was just so hungry that he wept.
Speaking of crying, do you guys want to hear what my thing is?
Mm-hmm.
Emo music. I was going to bring up emo music. Music that makes you sad, but makes you happy because you're sad. Or makes you happy because other people are sad like you.
Yeah.
Or makes you happy because other people are sad and you're not. And that's the worst way to feel, I guess. Because you're rejoicing in other
someone's sorrow.
But what about emo music? We were listening to a lot of it earlier.
Let me just throw this out there. I think that Mr. Tiny Moving Parts makes me very mad, because when Mr. Tiny Moving Parts says things, people go, oh.
You are reusing a joke from your other podcast. You already used this joke.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you used the line from, what's that final song?
Warm Hand Splash. Right, I did.
Yeah, you definitely
did. But this is no joke, a pet peeve of mine. This isn't a joke.
You know, my pet peeve is reusing jokes from other podcasts.
This isn't a joke, though. This isn't a joke. This is a thing that I'm frustrated about.
Go ahead.
When he says things, people are like, oh, I'll give you dollar bills to say those things into a microphone. If I say things like that, people say, hey, Marcus, grow the heck up.
Well, to be fair, they don't give him dollar bills to say it into a microphone. They stream it and he gets a couple pennies. So.
I mean, I bought that album. I bought that physical form.
Same. It's sitting right next to you.
I bought it for you. Did you? For Christmas or something.
Here's the thing. Emo music is more than just a genre, though. Like, John Mayer has some super emo songs, and, like, I don't know, I feel like emo music is more of a spirit. There's, like, rap that's emo, and I'm not just talking about my good friend Drake. I'm talking
about God's Plan.
I'm talking about, like, Juice WRLD, and what's that guy's name? Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi.
Like, it's more
and
of a...
Toby Mac.
Yeah, Toby Mac. Will Smith. It's more of, like, a...
50 Cent, Eminem,
Snoop Dogg,
Wiz Khalifa,
Parappa, the
Mr.
Rappa.
Gucci Gang,
Lil
Pump, Lil Microphone, Lil Speaker, Lil Camera. I'm assuming all of these exist because mumble rap and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Lil GameCube.
Lil GameCube is a good rapper name.
Lil PlayStation 2.
No, PlayStation 2 is too long. Lil GameCube is perfect.
Lil Wii U. Lil Wii.
Lil Wii.
Lil Wii is a good rapper name, too. Lil Richardy. Get it? See what I did there?
I get it.
Because of that one rapper?
It's because there's people named Richard. And they can be small.
They can be. They can be so small. or real big. They can be big. Big Richardy.
So also big Richardy.
Yeah. He's just so huge.
Have you seen the head on Big Richardy?
And that's an emo line. That's I hate myself because of what I said. It's a perfect emo line. We could write an emo song like that.
Do you want to try to write an emo song real quick and rate it?
Okay.
We could do it in Rock Band.
We'll each do a line. So you said, I've already said the first line, which is, I hate myself because of what I said. Anyone else has a second line? You could say, like,
I'm going to start cutting because of it.
I live in Nebraska.
Better off dead. No, you say, I cut myself, I'm better off dead.
Okay, nailed it. Somebody else's turn. That was mine.
I live in Nebraska. There's nothing to do except sit on my toilet and go number two. Done. Emo. It's not. It is hard.
But
I'm just really good at it.
But it hurts and it hurts and I bleed and I bleed. But it's okay because of all of the corn seed.
It is so hard though. It's hard to write emo music. We're just very good at it. We just wrote the best emo song of 2018.
Suck it, My Chemical Romance.
At 11, yeah, man. Yeah, My Chemical Romance gave up before we started. That's how good we are.
Suck it, Mom Jeans. Mom Jeans can suck it.
They had a vision of the future.
Dude. Mom Jeans is coming to Strummer on the 21st of September. We need good taste for that.
Well, thanks for talking about your personal life on my podcast. The new Mom Jeans album is alright, though. I like it.
That's very good.
Talk about Fresno in it.
They do.
They have one line.
You have to talk about your hometown. That's the point of.
That's why we talk. That's why we talk about P-Town Plattsmith. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you have. Well, you said something about living in Nebraska.
Are we gonna rate emo music?
Pretty 10 much.
10 out of 10.
If you live in Nebraska, it's like there's like a 80% chance you live near Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just because.
That's I drove through it today. There's no one else. There's no one else.
There's nothing else here.
Did you bring a topic to the show?
No.
Okay.
But.
Oh, you came up with one?
With a person.
Or do you just want to delve deeper into something we discussed today?
We could. How about.
Did you guys. Okay, not to cut off, but like, I had this thought. Did you guys know that if you do eat a lot of corn, you do poop a lot?
I find if I eat a lot of food of any kind,
and you don't digest it very well, and you will just poop, and there will just be actual undigested corn in your poops.
Yeah, I saw a video.
It happens with most grains, I think.
Okay, there's this guy on YouTube.
Because grains are hard to digest.
He drank water and laxatives, and didn't eat anything but corn. And within a day, the only thing coming out of him was straight corn. And it wasn't...
Straight corn. It wasn't digested. Yeah.
It's weird, though, because some of the corn was gay when he ate it.
This is more important. He made popcorn with it.
This
is more important than anything that John is saying. He does have a sticker of John Mayer on the back of his phone, and it makes me happier than anything.
That's why I flipped my phone over, because you were talking about John Mayer.
He said anything... It makes me happy... When I hit your phone on your knee, it sounded like it had shocks in it.
What?
Like,
are you talking about
feel it vibrating.
You can feel the...
The vibrating. Right.
John Mayer is...
Amazing.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
10 out of 10.
Yes.
John, do you still have a picture of Morgan Freeman in your wallet?
Yeah, but I don't have my wallet with me, so I can't prove it.
Well, good. I think you're lying.
Well, I think that's a wrap, I think. Unless you had something...
Nah, we talked about emo music, about not rap.
Ska music.
You want to write ska music?
Ska music.
Well, let's start with the inevitable. What is ska music? Because does it have to have horns? I'm pro reggae. I'm pro horns.
That's what kind of makes it different than reggae.
I don't love all ska, but I also don't hate much ska. So I'm pretty solid. I would give ska like a 6 or 7 probably.
Do we actually rate emo? I didn't give a rating for
emo. We said 10, but you didn't say anything.
Okay, I'll give it a 10. So I think we're all agreed ska is like an 11.
Did you listen to that new Must Build Jacuzzi? Is that the name
yes,
of it?
Yes, I did.
I've heard people talk about it.
It was actually pretty good.
You guys aren't singing the same song, are you?
No, we are.
Yeah, no, there's kind of a mild resurgence in like third wave type stuff.
Yeah, man.
Which is pretty cool. I went to a No Doubt cover band show a couple...
I
didn't actually see the No Doubt cover band, because I went, because my friend was playing the opener.
Nice.
And I watched the opener and then the second act, which was another ska band. I bought a t-shirt from the ska band. I had a really good time.
I feel happy that there is a little bit of a ska resurgence, because all of my friends who like ska just looked like such fools for years.
Yeah.
Because it looked like they were just into a music that...
was dumb.
Was dumb and dead and never coming back. And, I mean, it was kind of true for a little bit, but then we were proven wrong because it came back for at least a little bit.
I don't want to be that guy, but let me be the first to say, ha ha ha, very funny. You guys are just doing a very good job on our comedy podcast about being funny and making jokes.
I was about talking about actual third wave. My friends were idiots for liking ska. That was a joke. I still liked them. Even though
I like
it.
Here's how you, I like any music where the main dance move for it is called skanking.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's called?
Yeah, it is called skanking.
Nice.
See, that's some funny comedy there.
I love ska now.
I thought skanking was twerking.
I thought twerking was just called Miley Cyrus.
It's also the, skanking is the,
Miley?
The lead guitar.
The lead guitar.
The bump, bump.
It's the, playing on the offbeat.
Yeah. Oh.
And what's the dance called?
Skanking. Also skanking.
Oh, okay.
Because it follows the skank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Well, much like most dudes, it follows the skank.
There's a wrestler that I like who comes out and he skanks because he comes out to ska and it's pretty funny.
What's the wrestler voice
name? Sami Zayn.
That sounds like the...
Yeah, shout out to my friend whose name is Drewby, and he loves Sami Zayn. Or loved, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't anymore because he turned heel. Mm. But also when he came out and he was like skanking sarcastically because he was a bad guy, it was pretty funny. It was one of the funniest things. Thanks for listening to Life Switch. You rate it.
Episode 16.
I'm glad that we could make a bunch of inside jokes and record it and somebody else could watch us do it.
You guys will think it's hilarious for sure. Guaranteed.
I'm sure you'll get all the jokes. And if you don't, you can just email us at podcast. I realize now that we have a video camera on them, a lot of times I record, I keep my eyes closed and talk like this. But it makes it weird now that we have a video. Especially because we have a bright light shining in my eye. But thanks for listening to the show. Life's what you rate it. Rate us on iTunes. We should hold a podcast contest where we give something away if we get enough ratings on iTunes. Because we need to get enough to get sponsors so we can sell out and make money. All I want to do is touch britches, get money like T-Pain.
Touch britches.
I know where you can get studs.
Get money.
Word. And we probably won't play Rock Band because it is getting late, but I don't know.
We will.
You never can make promises.
But, you really can't, ever.
We also recommend you go to the Whack Matters store and you can buy an awesome t-shirt like this one.
Or like this one.
Only it has the logo, this logo on that one. And
not the Sinclair logo.
It also doesn't have a pocket.
You could also donate.
We could
change that if we wanted to. Also, you can just donate money to us if this was worth it to you.
I did that once.
It's really cool to see friends hanging out. That's why the inside jokes are funny. Even if you don't get them, you go, they are so happy. I'll laugh with them.
I've done that. I've been there. If you're that hard up, if you are that hard up for friends, you can pretend that we're your friends.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
It's what I did as a homeschooler for most of my life, and I turned out fine.
Should I?
John, reach over to Blake.
Can I give my number out so that people can call me and I can talk to them?
Yeah, if you want to.
559-999-1734. Don't call me before 12. Don't wake me up.
Do you want to give your time zone?
West. I don't really know. I live in California. So if you want to talk.
He lives in the West time zone.
The far west.
I mean, don't call me during school.
Also, don't
do you
call
want to tell him when you're in school?
Don't call him late for dinner.
Wait, is that count as your final dumb joke for the show? No, do you have one?
That wasn't a joke.
Are you prepped?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I'm super prepped.
Wait, what if people want to find me?
Oh, do you want people to find you?
Oh, right, follow me on Instagram.
See, here's the thing. We're not used to doing this, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. If you want to find me, my Club Penguin username is...
You mean Club Penguin rewritten?
No, the original one.
Okay.
The OG.
The OG one. It's,
If you want to friend me on RuneScape 2...
Dang it! RuneScape
new, my name is Nick Cage. It's spelled N-I-Q-K-A-G. That's a real life... That's my new RuneScape account.
If you guys ever want to have a sick...
My Club Penguin is Charlie Ann.
If you guys ever want to have a sick hangout sesh on Second Life, just let me know.
If you want to play Sims sometime.
Can you play that multiplayer? If you want to play 50 Cent Blood in the Sand with me, I just bought it for Xbox.
You can't come over here, though. It's not local co-op.
My name is Ponigan on Xbox.
If any of you homies want to just, like, hit me up on Adventure Quest World, I'm out there just trying to get that gold, get those levels.
If you guys want to AIM with me, I'll rip.
It's not dead!
What?
It's still alive!
Are you serious?
Yeah. As of, like, last year.
I logged on to AOL Instant Messenger when I found that it was dying just to see what was up. And it showed that Amanda was still up and logged in mobily. So I sent her a message and it went to your sister's phone. Not your sister Amanda, your sister Bethany.
That's funny.
It just showed up as a text. That was weird.
Follow me on YouTube.
What's your YouTube channel?
John Wilson. But you're not going to find me by that, so just look up Eating Some Pickles HD.
It's funny.
That'll be the third one.
I saw your video about poutine and it sucked.
I'm sorry I didn't eat the poutine.
You sorry didn't show us the poutine you spent the episode making? Yeah, thanks. You human garbage.
It didn't turn out very well.
We also have been posting this on YouTube. There's a Whack Matters YouTube page. You'll just search the name of the episode, it'll show up. Also, our Facebook page, Whack Matters. Also, we've been posting the videos there if I feel like getting them edited. Thanks. We love you. Do you have your joke yet?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who?
Dang it, I messed it up. Hold on. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Who?
Who's there?
You hear an owl? You said who, get it? Because they say...